Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, hey there, Bark Radio listeners. We want to start today's episode with a little correction on a recent story.
Last episode, we talked about Austin Pets Alive taking over the Austin shelter, or trying to, proposing to take over the shelter.
To make it a no-kill facility.
And I finally got in contact with them yesterday, because our information came from a news article from the local news station.
Right.
And we're going to set up that interview, but they did have one correction. They're not taking over the entire facility, only the adoption mechanism of it.
So not the whole operation, sadly, but at least if they can do the adoption piece, it's fabulous.
Right, that gets them what they're looking for.
Right.
So let somebody else run the engine.
Right.
They're going to handle all the pieces, parts for adoption and trying to make it a no-kill city.
Which is great. And more on that later, guys. We will do our best to get that interview set up and perhaps even a series of interviews so we can know how it goes as it goes.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah,
we want to
keep an eye on Austin and like cities. You know, we're very interested in this whole no-kill nation concept and hope to see it grow and grow and become a reality.
Yeah.
Okay, on to slightly more silly things.
completely ridiculous, perhaps?
Yes, but doggy, and therefore, oh, Terry, tell them. Tell them what
How
you
do I
found.
Get all the ridiculous stuff?
I have no idea. I ain't going there.
So Mattel has done a pre-release. Yeah, Mattel, the toy company, has done a pre-release sort of leak of information on a new dog collar they're putting out.
Mattel is making a dog collar. And pray tell, Terry, what does that dog collar do?
Well, that dog collar will allow your dogs to use Twitter, and they can do their tweeting through the collar.
Okay, so the dogs don't need to grow thumbs to be able to use a keyboard.
No thumbs. It takes a little human interaction.
So tell us more, whatever you know
about
it.
So the collar, according to the blurb, the collar holds 500 predetermined tweets.
And we don't know yet whether they're preset or if we can create them.
Correct. I would suspect that there's probably some of both.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make it kind of personalized, and that makes it more interesting.
Oh, absolutely.
And then the collar responds based on action. So if the dog's barking or running around or sitting still, it will wirelessly transmit a tweet out.
So
randomly.
Suri and Sparky and Murphy and Cody can all have their own Twitter accounts.
Absolutely.
Oh, Lord,
and keep
have
them
mercy.
Active without us. Once we set it up, just keep it active on their own.
Oh, that's just really cool. And totally outrageous, but how fun. So you can rest assured that when and if this product hits the marketplace, we will be letting you know exactly how it works, because there are going to be some dogs we know who
absolutely.
Have accounts.
It's going to be completely ridiculous, but it makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah, man, and that's worth it.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to Mattel releasing the Twitter collar.
Yeah.
All right, so in that collar vein, what was our next one, Terry?
That was the vibrating collar.
Oh, man. I, unfortunately, as a trainer, have not had the opportunity to work with a deaf dog yet. I would love to have that opportunity, because I think it would be a fascinating training challenge. But I saw this morning that there is an electronic collar that is not a shock collar, but rather a vibrating collar that you can use to train, well, sensitive dogs as well, but in particular deaf dogs. And that's just so cool, because it eliminates that big dilemma if my dog is not in the room or, you know, is out back or wherever, and I want to get his attention and he's deaf, how do I do it? And how cool that you can just hit the remote thing that you have in your hand, it vibrates, your dog goes, oh, you want me, and here he comes.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, and that's another one I would love to get and just try with our dogs. And I'm curious about exactly how it works, because as a trainer it would be really fun to use it. And what comes to mind is Morse code, be able to do little short, you know, multiple vibrations for different behaviors, to see if you could use it to teach your dog to sit and down and a number of other basic obedience skills. It would just be fun to play with.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential there. I mean, from a technology perspective, you could do a lot with it. I mean, vibration frequencies.
Right.
But I would bet it's a single one, and you'd have to manually click your thumb to do the Morse code. But I think
that's cool, though.
I know. I think it's cool. You just got to remember it in a panic mode. What? Wait, dot, dash, what?
Long, short, long. Oh, what was that? I just told the dog to leave. Oops. Wrong.
I would think you'd want the long, just a single long, to be the recall.
Right, right. Now, here, and what also just ran through my mind is when I was training my search and rescue dog, we train the dogs to work at a distance. And people who train hunting dogs do that as well, and lots of other things. But how cool would it be to use, in addition to distance hand signals with a dog, to be able to use that that vibrating collar. Yeah. So, if we can get our hands on one of them, we'll give it a try and tell you what happens with that, too.
Yeah, that seemed like it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, truly, truly. And a great resource for deaf dogs. And then, finally, another collar.
It's a collar theme.
Yes, it's a collar themed day. We were noodling around on the internet looking at GPS collars.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different ones out there. The one that kind of caught our attention was one called Dog Tracks.
And it's interesting in that I've never seen one exactly like this before. I think the technology is changing so quickly.
Yeah, they've been out for a little while, a year or two, and there's been some evolution. Now it's getting really integrated into smartphones and the internet more so than it was.
Yeah, based on what we read on this site, it's really cool because one of the things I like is it's not a separate collar. It just attaches to your dog's existing collar. And if your dog weighs more than 12 pounds, your dog can wear the collar, so it's not restrictive to size. And it like all good collars, it's water resistant, and it's keeps its charge for up to 6 days, which I think is a really good thing, too.
And it is rechargeable. You don't have to replace it, which is key because, new batteries every week and you'll...
No, you'd go broke buying batteries. Yeah. So, basically, the dog wears this GPS box on its collar, and you set up... I love this part. You set up a virtual fence around your property.
Yep.
And it said you can, I think, set up to 3 of them.
Correct.
And so when your dog goes past that electronic boundary or that virtual boundary, then you get, help me here, Terry, you get a text message that tells you that.
Correct. A text message that tells you that. Or if you want to just check on your dog, you can text from your phone or from your email or from a web browser and find out where they're at instantly.
And the cool thing is that this web browser piece of it has... The thing like you see on MapQuest and all?
Yeah, it's using Google Maps.
Yeah, Google Maps, yeah. So you can actually see, it'll show you where your dog is at that particular moment.
Correct.
If you've got a wanderer, if you've got a dog who digs out, jumps over, whatever, we know one of those, huh, Terry?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How cool would that be to always know? You have your cell phone on you all the time, and it will text you automatically.
Yeah. The neat thing in the email that comes, it gives you the full street address. It gives you GPS coordinates. What else can you ask for? At that point, you if you've got a GPS or your phone, you have a smartphone, you can find your dog.
Right. And you can continue to get updates. So, because your dog's going to probably be on the move unless somebody's going, here, Fido, would you like a cookie? or unless there's a favorite dog pal down the street that the dog has gone to visit. But that kind of thing, I should think, I've lived in rural areas. Have you, Terry, lived in rural areas?
Not too rural.
I have, and there are many people in rural areas who allow their dogs to go noodle around, without, outside of a fenced-in area.
Yeah.
And yet they would probably like to know where their dogs are, keep them safe, and this would be great for them. If you live on property, many people have, 10, 12-acre plots these days, and how neat to be able to always track your dog.
Yeah.
Just a real safety piece.
I think it's pretty cool, and it's the evolution of it is amazing. I love the virtual boundaries that you set up in their graphical tool. It's just really easy.
It's such a cool thing. And so, folks, if you have an issue with your dog, kind of think outside the box, because technology has created so many solutions that didn't exist 10 years ago.
5 years ago.
Right. You know, it's the magic Google place. Yeah. You know, go there and, you know, put in keyword searches. If you're looking for a solution to a problem, you know, call a trainer or look for something like this. I love this GPS collar system. I think it's very cool. All right. I think that's going to do us for today, folks. Y'all have a good one.
All right. See you guys.